Each year at the end of ordinary time, the church has us meditate on the end times of the second coming of Jesus. Today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples and us that earthquakes and famines and plagues and wars may occur as precursors of the day of the Lord, and that persecution awaits all those who walk with him. But Jesus is not threatening us with them. He's not trying to scare us. He's only trying to prepare us for what might happen on our journey to salvation. But along with his warning, he also tells us that we should not worry. Jesus says to us, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The word perseverance, as used here, can also be translated as patience or endurance. Now, those are not very popular virtues in 21st century America. After all we want is fast foods, fast cars, and faster download speeds. We run red lights. We ignore speed limits. And what traffic signs? We have short attention spans. Just watch somebody with a TV remote. We communicate in sound bites and tweets and instant messaging. We're living our lives in overdrive. We're trying to cram 10 pounds of life into a 5-pound bag. We just need to slow down and smell the roses. Through the ups and the downs of our lives, perseverance is the engine that keeps us pushing ahead on our lifelong quest for salvation. What fuels this engine is hope. Hope that one day we will bask in the glory of God. Hope is generally described as the desire for something along with the expectation of obtaining it. As Catholics, we believe eternal salvation is attainable if we actively follow the teachings of Jesus. Hope and perseverance, they go hand in hand. They're the two sides of the same coin. Now, hope without perseverance, it leads to anxiety and frustration. I'd make more progress on the road to salvation, but there are just too many turns and detours along the way. Perseverance without hope leads to resignation and indifference. I'm making great progress on the road to salvation, but I don't know if I'm following the right path. As Christians, at our baptism, we were tasked to be messengers of hope. Hope for the full coming of God's kingdom. Hope for the last judgment. Hope for the resurrection of the dead. The events that Jesus tells us about today will most certainly all come about, but in God's own time and in his own way. In the meantime, you and I have lots of work to do. As Paul puts it in the second reading, it is not a time to be disorderly, not keeping busy, or minding the business of others. We must conduct ourselves as people of faith, hope, and love. In the middle of our fast-paced lives, we need a good dose of that biblical kind of perseverance. It will allow us to live each day, one day at a time. It will allow us to seize each moment and live it in its fullness, all the while moving us forward in the hope of eternal life in God's kingdom. Paul urges us to work quietly and eat our own food. I don't think he's suggesting that we all become farmers. What he is telling us, though, is that we should work in the world, side by side with others, not judging or standing aloof, but by joining with them, walking in their shoes and feeling the gritty texture of their experiences. This is how we can affect a change, And we can do it because we have the power of the Holy Spirit behind us. Remember, we're in good company. Keep in mind that Jesus stood shoulder to shoulder in the muddy waters of the Jordan with those seeking forgiveness from John. That Jesus ate and drank with disreputable types, much to the chagrin of the righteous ones at the time. That Jesus was crucified between two thieves. Jesus hated sin, but how he loved sinners. He was always willing to engage them in their terms, just as he does for us. Could we do any less? What burden can we lift from someone else's shoulders? Have we done all that we can to help others out who are less fortunate than ourselves? Do our words and action demonstrate that we are truly messengers of God's hope? Throughout the history of the church, there have been, are now, and will be earthquakes and famines and plagues and wars and the such. And through it all, there is always something that we can do. We can attempt to ease burdens of others wherever and whenever we can. You see, this is really all God's work, but it has been placed firmly in our hands. It is divine grace aiding human will, and human will cooperating with divine grace. It is the work of building hope in this world, right here, right now. For those who have hope for eternal salvation, who remain faithful to the Lord, who persevere in following him in this life, the end is not depressing or fearful. It is joy-filled. It is the triumph of the redemption of Jesus Christ. The day of the Lord is indeed coming. When exactly will that be? Well, God only knows, and he ain't saying. Are we doing everything that we can to be ready for the Son of Justice with its healing rays? If not, then let's get to work.